This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. So today we're diving into a blog post about something that's like at the heart of effective group work, distinguishing.
Distinguishing sounds a bit academic, doesn't it? What's the big deal, really?
Well, according to Stephen and Simone, it's like the key skill that allows facilitators to, you know, really move groups forward.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So it's more than just knowing your stuff?
Way more. It's about being able to, like, see what's missing and then actively creating it, you know, within the group.
All right, you've got my attention. Let's unpack this distinguishing thing.
So the blog post actually starts with a story about Helen Keller.
Helen Keller, what she got to do with facilitation?
It's about that moment she realized she could, like, name everything she experienced, distinguishing it from everything else, that gave her access to the world.
Wow, so it's about unlocking understanding.
Exactly. The author argues that facilitators need that same ability to help groups unlock their potential.
So it's like the facilitator is a translator helping the group make sense of things?
Precisely. They help the group distinguish the important elements from the noise.
I like that. It makes facilitation sound less like bossing people around and more like guiding them.
The author then brings in this concept of proximal and distal phenomena.
Okay, now you're losing me again. What's proximal and distal?
Think of using a stick to find your way in the arc. What you feel in your hand is proximal, close. What the stick touches is distal, further away.
Ah, I see. So the facilitator is like feeling the immediate pressure points, but interpreting what they mean for the whole group dynamic.
Spot on. They're using their awareness to map the environment and guide the group forward.
That's a really interesting way to think about it. It's like the facilitator is constantly sensing and adjusting.
It is. It's a very embodied skill, as the author puts it. So the blog post breaks down distinguishing into six steps.
Six steps? Sounds like a process. Lay them on me.
First, understanding the concept. Second, experiencing it directly.
Makes sense of a far. I don't know what you're looking for.
Then integrating it with your own knowledge. This is where things get possible.
Yeah, if it doesn't resonate, it's not going to stick.
Exactly. Fourth, demonstrating it through your actions.
Showing, not just telling. Got it.
Fifth, noticing the absence of the distinction.
That's key, knowing when something's missing.
And finally, generating the distinction in others.
So it's not enough to just understand it yourself. You have to, like, spark it in the group.
Bingo. The author gives some examples of how to generate distinctions.
I'm all ears. Give me some practical tips.
Sometimes it's as simple as naming what you see is missing. I'm not hearing deep listening right now.
Simple but powerful. It's like shining a light on the issue.
Other times you might need a specific process or activity.
Something to like shake things up and get people thinking differently.
Or you might need to create something new in the moment, shift the energy, or challenge the group's assumption.
Improvisation. Sounds like facilitation is part art, part science.
Absolutely. And it all comes back to that core skill of distinguishing. The author shares a personal example about lacking intentionality while writing the blog post.
Oh, I can relate to that. We've all been there.
They had the time set aside, but their mind was wandering.
The intention was there, but the focus wasn't.
Exactly. And that's a perfect example of noticing the absence of a distinction.
It's like you have to be constantly checking in with yourself and the group.
Are we really present? Are we really focused on our purpose? The blog post emphasizes the importance of context and alignment with the group's purpose.
Makes sense. Distinctions for the sake of distinctions are just confusing.
They have to be relevant and useful to what the group is trying to achieve.
So it's about being strategic and intentional with your interventions.
Precisely. It's about using the power of distinguishing to create real transformation. So what's your biggest takeaway from this blog post?
I think it's the idea that facilitation is about more than just running meetings. It's about helping groups see things differently and unlock their potential.
Definitely. And that all starts with the facilitator's ability to distinguish. The author recommends checking out the Essence of Facilitation book and the Stage 2 course in Sydney to deepen your facilitation skills.